Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fish, and it's your host, Doug Flynn. And it's Christmas, my favorite time of year. And so today, we have been honored because I have called three of my most favorite people in the whole world to be on our show today. And there's no way that I would rather start a fishing show, a baseball show, a show about life, anything, without my buddy, Johnny Bench, the greatest of all time. Merry Christmas, buddy. How you doing?
Merry Christmas. It's good to know that out of the three, I was the only one that would come on. That's great. I am wonderful. I'm in the spirit. We've been playing country Christmas the whole time on Sirius XM. And we have the joy in our hearts. We're ready to enjoy this thing. Got a bunch of people coming over tonight for a cookout. Going to do a little pork tenderloins and shrimp and some ribs.
Woo!
They're bringing pie.
Hello.
And they're bringing chocolates.
Oh, man. Now, this is going to be your first.
Yeah, it is. It's Christmas.
And it's your first Christmas in your new home.
Yeah. We're down here in West Palm, and we are really happy with it. The tree's been up for about a month. And there's no presents under the tree. So the boys have opened every one of them, and there's nothing left. But it's just, every day's Christmas. I try to get them something a little bit every day. And, we know that there's a lot of people out there that we want to have a very great Christmas. And it's been a great year for us. President Trump's done a great job passing a tax bill. Just so many things that maybe we'll figure out the politicians are supposed to be working for us.
Yeah,
and they'll have the same health care we have.
Hey, that would be kind of a novel approach.
Yeah, but we divert from the fact that this is about fishing and the good time of the year.
Well, it's also about since it is Christmas and you've got two young boys, it's still special. Do they get excited? And have you told them yet, or have they learned? Well, let me see. That's not the proper way to rephrase that. Do they know?
Well, not quite. Do they know?
Yes.
One does. One's not, doesn't really care. No, he believes, and so that's the key. And we want all the kids
exactly.
to believe. I still believe.
So do I.
I don't know. Yeah.
Matt,
until I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, and then I was kind of worried. Underneath the mistletoe last night.
Are you doing anything special? You're not going to travel, right? You're going to stay right there in Florida for the...
I am going to travel. I'm going to take the boys out and see their mom, and they'll spend some time with her, and then I'll go get them and pick them up and bring them back to Florida and back to school. School starts again on the 8th, and the boys have really done well. They both made the honor roll, and Justin got nominated for the Junior Youth National Conference in Washington next summer.
Wow.
So they've really done well. Athletically, does Xbox qualify as a sport?
Well, I don't know. Poker does, so I guess Xbox probably would.
Well, they play poker, and they play blackjack, but since the Xbox has come in. They will do the trampoline about 45 minutes. On a break, and then they'll shoot baskets out front. Josh is going to play a little basketball this winter. Josh then will start back in his soccer.
Wow!
And it's a great life, man. I'm so fortunate. I've been so blessed.
Well, I think about that every day when I look back at how many years it's been since we both got to do something that we love to do, and now it's 40 years later. We've lost some of our teammates, but. And I don't know if it's something about Christmas that it really allows me to reflect on just all the good things I got and the blessings I got. You gave me a good lesson last time we talked. I said something about having not an altercation, but a little disagreement with somebody. And you said, quit wasting your time and spending your time on griping. You're a blessed person, and that's the way you ought to be spending it. So I put that out actually on Twitter, and I've heeded your advice, I want you to know.
Every now and then, you get a little bit on the warpath, boy, and some of it just sort of works into you, crawl, yeah. And you figure out, it's like somebody once told me, how do you get rid of an enemy? You make him your friend. Well, you don't even have to make him your friend. When I wrote the book, Catch Every Ball, How to Handle Life's Pitches, the vowels of success, the A-E-I-U's of life, and I have everybody write down their own vowels. What is your A? Mine's an A, attitude. And then you could have accountability. I mean, and what you do, if you had to write a resume out, would you hire yourself? Are you really that good? Mm-hmm. And I ask a lot of my friends to give me their vowels. And Bobby Knight, was one of the first ones, and his A was keep the away from you. And that is exactly right.
Wow.
That your circle of friends, and Gary McCord had an O. His O was a circle of friends, and it is the same thing. It's the fact that we are blessed to have so many people in our lives, and why in the world do we have to mess with those people that have their own fault? And they got to deal with their deals every day, so why should I get involved? Go away. Get out of here.
So
I look under the tree a lot, and I know how many presidents I've had, and I was looking at my contacts the other day. I've got like 1,800 contacts.
Wow.
And it's just, I still talk to Raleigh and Hume and all the guys. You never get to see them enough. You never get to stay in touch with them enough. And now that I have the boys in custody of them for 9 months, then, you know, I'm basically shut her down and won't get around to see a lot of them. But it's still the blessings that we've had. And I look back and I said, that really happened? I mean, yeah, sometimes it's just like a daydream that you were able to accomplish and be and whatever. But you know what? Today I'm a dad, and that's all my responsibility is a new responsibility every day is to take care of what I've got to take care of here.
Yeah, you got three wonderful boys, too. How's your oldest, Bobby, doing? Just had a birthday.
Bobby's doing well. He had a birthday on last Sunday and turned 28.
Wow.
And, you know, he's still working on my website, still doing some stuff with the Chill Can and West Coast Chill. And he wanted to work for the Reds. He still wants to get into baseball, but he's applied like three or four times with the Reds and hasn't been accepted at all. So,
well, we need to go fishing. We need to go fishing.
Well, you always need to go fishing.
I know. All right. Well, we got some events coming up, and I'll get the fishing equipment ready. But on this special Christmas edition of Big League Fishing, you were the first person I wanted to call because I love you.
Well, thank you.
I don't have a better friend in the world.
What do I get for being on the show?
You'll be getting a gift pretty soon. It'll be in the mail.
Okay, yeah. It's about an 8-foot rod, nice tip, and a reel or something.
I will promise you I'll have it for you the next time I see you.
You know, some of the sponsors that need to be sponsoring a little bit more.
Amen.
And taking care of these number one guests, you know, during Christmas. But Dougie, Merry Christmas to you and Olga and all the people out in Kentucky. And all those fishermen, women, fishermen, fisherwomen, I tell you, it's just there's nothing better than dropping a line and whether you necessarily catch anything or not, we'd like to have a nipple, but we're still fortunate to be able to do the things we do.
Amen, pal. Well, Merry Christmas. I love you and all
Merry
my best.
Christmas.
I'll see you soon.
To all of you.
Thanks,
okay,
JB.
Thanks.
Hi, babe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's the great Johnny Bench. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Josh Toffness, and my partner, Mr. Keith Munson, who has hustled over here from his work. How's work today, bud?
You know what's worse than Lexington traffic?
Lexington traffic again?
It's Christmas time.
I do have a grumpy old man today.
Oh, that's mine right there.
But it's Christmas. I'm trying to stay in a good spirit. And Johnny Bench, our guest that we just had on our first segment, was talking about, you know, keeping your good people around you and not letting that kind of stuff bother you. But he ain't driven in Lexington,
has
he?
He's never driven in Lexington that I know of.
How you doing?
Doing good.
You did good last week in a fishing tournament.
We got lucky, yeah.
No, you didn't get lucky. You were due.
Well, I don't know. We caught a lot of fish, but We really had a lot of good fortune Saturday. We had a limit about like what you and I have been catching, 7-8 pounds, you know, just nice keepers, and probably caught 15 of them. And about 2 o'clock, 2:30, we were going down the bank. Wind was blowing extremely hard, just blowing us hard down the bank. And Greg was standing behind me, fished a jig over by a little tree. I was throwing an A-rig trying to catch a big fish, and I slung that thing way down the bank, and he fished over by a tree, and he said, oh, there's one that jumped. And I said, oh, gosh. It was about almost a 5-pound largemouth. So I was reeling to get it in. Well, it was coming to the boat, so I just threw my pole down, jumped back there, grabbed the net, netted it, looked at him. We high-fived each other. I said, man, we need another one or two like that. Went up there, picked up my A-rig, cranked it 4 times. Boom, catch a 5.5-pound smallmouth.
Oh!
So it was just our turn.
Wow.
So we had big fish, big smallmouth. They paid big smallmouth, largemouth, and spot.
Yep.
Bill Taylor had a big spot. He had about almost a 4-pounder. It was a 3-something.
Did he really?
Yes, it was a giant.
We've seen some big spots coming out lately down Cumberland.
We caught some really nice 2-pound spots. I mean, you know, about everything we caught was 14 inches. It was nice.
So you had how many pounds you end up with?
We had 26 and a half pounds for 2 days.
What won it?
33, I think.
Wow.
So it's you know.
Who won the tournament, you know?
The Branscombe boys, whoever they are. Yeah, Branscombe and Branscombe.
Nobody knows them.
Yeah, they know them down there. I don't
know. I don't know.
I personally don't know. I'm sure I would.
Here's the deal. Hey, Branscombe, come up and introduce yourself to me, will you? I want to know who you guys are.
And take us fishing.
And take us fishing. That's right. We can be it'd be our Christmas present, y'all taking us fish. Because you're winning too much, and we want to know how you're doing it.
Now, I think they won the Pittsburgh Green Tournament Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken.
Holy mackerel.
But they catch them good. They had 17 each day, so I mean you know, it's hard to beat that.
Well, and that's about what they were doing at the Pittsburgh tournament too, when they were right there in the hunt. So it's doing good. Are you fishing much up until or after Christmas? You got some stuff?
We might slide out one day. I can't after Christmas. It might be New Year's, but then I'm going on a big cruise. So
when you go on your when you're leaving?
First week of January.
So we got to go one day.
One day.
We
got to
go somewhere.
This week is done. Next week, possibly. I got another four-day weekend.
A pretty full week this week, too. And the weather, golly, as we're taping this show, is absolutely gorgeous. But I hear rain's coming in and potentially snow for Christmas.
Yeah, snow and it's cold. I think the high is 28 or 9 one day. So.
Well, it's Christmas. You know, that's okay to do that. You know, we've had...
I like to be in Florida in Christmas. It wouldn't hurt my
feelings. Wouldn't hurt mine either. Yeah, just talking to Johnny, said he's down in West Palm Beach and can't decide whether to go golf or take the boys fishing.
You know, when I was a kid and still going to school over at Bryan Station, my mom and dad always went to Florida. For about three straight years, we went to Florida during Christmas break. And then we went to West Palm Beach, a place down there, and... we'd always go to Okeechobee on Christmas Eve. 2 or 3 years in a row, I was on Okeechobee.
Did you go fish?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was fun.
Well, why don't we start that tradition again?
I would love it. Ho, ho, ho.
If we get all our honeydews done in time. And speaking of that, you got your Christmas shopping done?
No. It's not the Christmas Eve, is it? Yeah.
No, that's right. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, okay.
Josh, what about you? You all set?
It's not Christmas Eve.
Why don't we all hook up Christmas Eve? Somebody's trying to talk me into going to a Bengals game Saturday.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it.
Why would I want to do that? They're going to have
a new coach
next year.
It's just going to torture you.
I know, but they're trying to talk me into coming up. And
that's worse than waterboarding.
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
My wife always asks me why I'm still turning them on the TV, and I honestly can't come up with a good answer. I just do it.
And so your basketball went well this week?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, still going. We're taping here on what is today?
It's Thursday.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit caught up in this.
Well, all of our schedules have been so goofy and everything, and this is when we do it when we can because all of us have other stuff going on, so...
But yeah, taping on Thursday, so we've got two more games tonight. Both Lexington teams won the first round, so they're going further into it. It's got a loser's bracket, and everybody's guaranteed to play all 3 days. But the way this thing could shake out, if both Lexington teams win today or if both Lexington teams lose today, then they're definitely playing each other. If one loses, one
wins.
Who's
in it? Henry Clay and who?
Lafayette. Those are the two Lexington teams, and we've got a West Creek, Tennessee team from Tennessee came up. We've got Garrett County, we've got Meade County, and we've got Louisville Doss and Louisville Mail.
Well, the King of the Bluegrass is going on, too, and they had four teams from out of state.
Mm-hmm. That's always a big one over there at Lexington Catholic.
Yeah, I saw that one team they had from Florida, I think, is always one of the perennial powerhouses in the country.
Mm-hmm. Had one from California as well. So.
Well, really, and one from Portland.
Yeah.
That's a long haul to come play a basketball
from
tournament.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
Recently.
Portland Christian up in Louisville.
Scott County had a
maybe
tournament.
Maybe it is.
There's a team up there.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, a team from Australia came.
Really?
Yeah, team from Australia.
Were they any good?
Golly.
They were pretty good, and they had a kid that was about 7 feet tall.
Has he signed with anybody yet?
Not that we know of.
Was any scouts there?
Yes.
There are not too many tournaments, I guess, this time of year to go fish, is
fishing
there?
Tournaments? Yeah. I think that was the South Central fish off what we fished. Yeah. I think there's one New Year's Day or somewhere in that area. And then
we have fished on New Year's before, but I mean, we fished. I don't know if we fished tournaments, but we fished.
I'm thinking that they have a tournament out of the dam at Cumberland and different places, but I'm you know, I fish Cumberland a lot. I'm ready to fish Dale Hall.
I am too.
Dale Hall.
I think so too. I'm looking forward to it. I had a dream last night that I caught fish, so I don't know where I was, and it was obviously a dream if I caught fish. So I'm really not sure where I am. So
it was a good weekend. The fish are biting really.
Do we have a guest? Is that our guest calling in?
Yes, it is.
All right. This is our Christmas show, and there was three people that I really wanted to talk to. We talked to number five, Johnny Bench, was on here. Well, I got number 42 on here now.
Ooh, Jackie Robinson?
No, not Jackie Robinson. Better. But you have to have a number to qualify to be in our group.
Okay.
And this is the one and only number 42, Jeffrey Foxworth.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
Merry Christmas, 23.
You are an Indian head collecting fool, aren't you, buddy?
I love arrowheads. Yeah, that's one of my. I became a bow hunter about 15 years ago, and I guess it kind of sprung out of that. But my wife thinks I'm absolutely crazy that I just walk around. I got a golf club where I welded a little hook on the end of it, and I just walked through a field, and she goes, "How can that be entertaining?" But I have all girls, and I said, "Do you know how quiet it is out in a field like that? I don't really care if I find anything. It's just quiet."
You don't have one of those little machines like they do on the beach, do you? Do you use one of those?
No, look like the little metal. Well, okay, 23 arrowheads are made out of rock and a metal detector. A metal detector is not going to help you. Thank God you were good at sports. That's all I'm going to say.
And you wonder why we don't catch fish, Doug.
All right, I want your listeners to think about that. You just asked me if I use a metal detector to find arrows.
What time's our next guest calling in? No, you won't. See, I'm always good for a little bit of material. My belt buckle.
Oh, my gosh. That's going in the calendar.
That's great. That's great.
How are you, man? I haven't talked to you forever.
I'm doing great. Nobody's caught on. I hadn't had to get a job yet. So.
That's good.
Hey. And the girls are all good. You want to feel old, 23. My youngest one, Jules, is getting married.
No. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how about that?
That blows me away. That blows me away. You know, I think Johnny and I were talking about that. It's 40 years since we played, and you look back and you go, that's not proper.
No,
I mean, that just can't happen.
No, it did.
I know time has moved on. You know, I was watching the other night. I saw you on – were you one of the original founders or developers or whatever of Shark Tank?
I was one of the early ones because Mark Burnett, who produced Shark Tank, also produced Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Ah.
And so in the early stages of it, he's like, I want you to be one of the guys on Shark Tank. And I said, Mark, I'm too nice. You know, I don't fit in real well.
That's true.
But I probably did, I don't know, six or seven episodes of it in the early years. Here's the bad thing with being a shark on Shark Tank is everybody on the planet that has an idea, not a good idea, just an idea, will write you and ask you for – I've had people write me going, hey, Jeff, my wife makes earrings out of fishing lures. Could you give me $500,000 to run to Bass Pro and get her stocked up?
Well, maybe somebody will come on there with a rock detector.
Hey, I'm all over that.
An airhead detector.
Over that.
Well, I've got you a spot ready to go. When you're ready to come back up here, I've got you a spot on the river with a bed and breakfast. They've got 286 acres.
Good grand.
And they got 11 miles that run down by the river.
Sure enough. Yeah. All right. That sounds like my kind of thing.
Yeah, the seeds have been planted.
Quiet.
Hey, this time, this is for you and me. I mean, this is special. For those of us that are Christians, Christmas is just an absolute special time, isn't it?
You know what? It is. We were. You know, I've been doing my Bible study with homeless guys on Tuesday for a decade now. And we were just talking about that the other day. And it's, you know, I mean, the real meaning of it, we all get caught up in the world thing of the gifts, but the real gift is the gift of hope, you know, that, yep, that this isn't all there is, you know, that there is some purpose to us being here. So, yeah, I love Christmas time. I just do. And, I can't listen to Martina McBride sing Oh Holy Night without getting teary. but it's just that line in there, the thrill of hope, you know, and I'm like, man, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, that's buddy, right. I appreciate. I know you're busy.
Hate it. I missed five though.
Five was. Oh, he's got those two kids now, you know, so he's busy. He got an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old that he has custody of now. Oh yeah, so he's. So, hey, we. You know,
I keep trying to get you and five to come down fishing with me, and I don't know if I made y'all mad or what.
No, but it's my fault. It's my fault, and we're gonna be on your doorstep one day, uninvited, and you're just gonna say go get out of my face. But I promise you, we're gonna do that. He and I have talked about that before.
You'll fish till your arm hurts. I stinking got him. So
all right, brother. You know I love you, and my best to you. And I'll look forward to seeing you hopefully sooner than later.
And please give my best to your better half.
God love her. I'm working with her.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and really in the spirit of giving, it's amazing to me how you've endured all those years with such an unattractive woman.
I know.
And it just shows the kindness in your heart that you. I mean, you treat her like she's pretty and everything.
I do. You know, well, I learned that from my accountability when I talk to people like you all, and you tell me that, you know, Doug.
Right.
So 35 years worth I've endured.
Yeah, and go get her an eye test this Christmas. Let that be one of her gifts, all right?
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. Give Greg
Merry
a hug.
Christmas. I love you, 23. All right,
42. Bye-bye. That's the great Jeff Fox Brother. We'll be back for more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the wintertime, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, that's important too.
Guys, you're what? Forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Kaufness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas.
And welcome back to Big League Fishing. It's our Christmas edition with Doug, Josh, and Keith in the studio today. And you know, I love Christmas time.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. I like the hustle, the bustle. I know you don't like the traffic. But
I put up with this time of year.
This time of year you can handle it better. Yeah, but you know what I'll actually do? There's an occasion where one day, up in the next couple of days, I'll head out to the mall. And I'll just park far away, take my time walking down, go through the mall, and just take it all in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to take in this time of year.
Did you see
and the bad.
Did you see where a guy the other day went and ate at this little restaurant, and everybody had been so good to him that I think his bill was $37, and he left him a little
$3,000. $3,037, I saw that.
How about that?
That was awesome.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be able to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Me too.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, leave more than my $2. That'd be awesome.
Well, I always like to be a good tipper, but, I mean, it'd be great to just – if for people that go out of their way.
And, hell yeah.
And just, boom, here's just a little extra.
Merry Christmas.
A little extra. Merry Christmas.
I think they split it up. There was 12 of them, actually, that worked there, and I think they all split it up evenly. So I think they got $250 a piece. I think I heard that on radio.
How are you catching fish down at the lake now?
I caught them really about every way. Caught them on a jig, caught several on a jig, caught the big one on an A-rig. No topwater, but they were jumping. Remember how they were jumping when you and I were there?
Yeah.
Same thing.
For a little bit.
Yeah, same thing. Jump, jump, jump.
But there was be like just a single jump. You wouldn't see like a fish chasing.
Yeah, well, these were chasing, but they wouldn't hit our baits. I think we caught one on a spook, but the rest of them we caught on something moving. I tell you what they're catching. They're killing them on wiggle warts and that rock crawler right now in the midst part of the lake. Yeah. I mean, they're just catching too many fish. I stopped at a little spot. I was running down the lake the second day of the tournament. I decided to just pull in and start fishing this place. I hadn't fished. Caught a couple smallmouth right there, but no keepers. I was trying to game and catch a big one. But we ended up catching mostly largemouth. And they were shallow, probably 3 foot deep.
Dang.
I mean, we was throwing on the bank.
Water temperature is?
53, 54.
Still not going down much.
No, not much, but it will after this week. Or next week.
Next week, yeah. So it's still, yeah, I may have to run down to Harrington one day.
I'm sure Harrington's on fire. I'm sure I heard Green River, the crappie are just killing them down there.
So. I don't fish for crappie.
Well, I mean, if you like the crappie fish, that's a crappie tip.
is that your tip of the week? Hey, we got one more guest coming on our show today on our last segment, and I don't know how these guys do it. They are on the road. I think they finished. They do 120 days on the road, which, I mean, 120 nights that they perform. That's not how many they're on the road. That's how many they perform. And our guest is going to be Joe Bonzel, who sings the tenor for the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, well, my favorite, probably my favorite group.
They are.
My favorite group.
What to pick out a song to bring him in on? Josh, being a youngster, probably didn't know anything about the Oak Ridge Boys.
It's hard to beat Elvira.
It is.
Or Trying to Love Two Women.
Is that a song?
Yeah. I like that Y'all Come Back Saloon.
That's funny. Jeff's always teased me because he's the first one told me, he said, boy, you talk about out-punting your coverage. When he met Olga, and of course, we've known him forever. He's got a cute wife, his wife, Greg, and now 2 daughters. He's got one getting married.
Mm-mm-mm.
So,
I hate to break it to you, but everybody that you meet is thinking that same thing. Why did she end up with him? No, I'm kidding, buddy.
5-year contract.
Y'all make a great
couple. I thought
it would
be over after 5 years, so, but she hung in there for the next 30.
Y'all make a great couple, buddy.
Extensions, right?
That's it. That's right. Every year you got to give her a little extension. Here, come, baby. So, but and one thing that she learned real quick, and I learned real quick, is that as long as I do my little honeydews and stuff, she knows what my passion is. Her passion's travel.
Mm.
So we got to, that's why I travel so much, because she likes to do it. And I fish because she knows I like to fish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worked out, a little compromise, a little give and take. You know how that works. Yeah. You've been married 40 years.
I've been married 40 years and do the same thing.
Yeah.
We rip and run.
Josh, you got a year under your belt yet?
I got almost two. Well, no, I got two.
You got 2 years?
I can't even remember anymore, honestly.
It just, oh, Lordy.
Just goes. But, 2 years.
Josh, remember those days when you used to go camping?
Hey, I'm going camping here.
You are not.
Yep. January, January 20th with my buddy. Me and him are going that weekend. Winter camping should be fun.
Back to the gorge?
Yep.
Ooh, that's your favorite spot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got some stuff in the mail right now coming to me that's going to help me out during that. I got a 5-degree sleeping bag, mummy bag coming to me, and a sleeping bag liner for it, and so should be.
Wow. You listen to Big League Fishing. It's our Christmas show, Christmas edition, and the Christmas is just right around the corner. I hope I'm not going to travel too much. You're going to travel afterwards going on a cruise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're going to love the cruise, by the way. You will absolutely love it.
We've got everything. They canceled one of the islands. I think it was St. Martin's or something.
Yeah, still hadn't recouped.
Yeah, from the hurricane. And Puerto Rico, I think San Juan's in good shape. Olga was telling us about that. But I think we're going to St. Thomas now, and I don't know what we're going to get into there. But I don't know what we're going to get in. It's all new to me. I got those papers Olga gave us, and I just looked through them. I said, okay, we'll go.
Well, when she does a show, a trip, she does it just like it's for us.
Mm.
I mean, and she's very particular. She wants people to go and have a good time.
Oh, we're really looking forward to it. We've never done it, and that's kind of what we decided to do for our 40th
anniversary. I'll bet you go back, because I remember the first one I did. I didn't want to go either, and I said, oh, shoot. And after I got on it and realized, man, this is really relaxing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready to go.
So I know you are. And that's good, because you're doing it because your lovely wife wants to do it.
And the main thing is we're flying to south.
Yeah,
be going colder, be going warmer.
That's right. Well, we got one more guest that's coming on here in our next segment. We're talking a little fishing, but we're also talking about our buddies.
Well, doesn't he live on a lake? Doesn't he live
He does. He lives on a lake down in Nashville.
Old Hickory or is it Percy Priest?
I think it's Old Hickory. We'll find out when he comes on, but I think it's Old Hickory.
Yeah.
But they're some of the busiest entertainers in the country right now, and they're still selling out crowds. They're still getting rave reviews. I follow them on Twitter, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. And I keep posting. They're just some of my dearest friends.
They're probably my favorite music group.
Well, we'll talk to Joe Bonzo when we come back on our next segment here on Big League Fishing.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps. And we'll pop up, and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Today, one of my favorite shows because I've got my favorite people on here. My favorite fishing buddy, Keith Munson, in the studio. But we've had number 5, Johnny Bench, on today. We've had number 42, Jeff Foxworthy, on today. Mm-hmm.
Making fun of you.
Making fun of me. And now, here's a guy that can help keep my career going back in 1981 on a strike year. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
I get a call from the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys, and nobody nicer or dearer to my heart than our guest, Mr. Joe Bonzel. And I love you, partner. How are you?
Hiya, Dougie, and I love you too, man. We've been good friends for many, many, many years, but I don't know that I fit in with the same category of the guys you've already had on.
I think Johnny introduced us the first time we met. Might have been in Vegas one time back in the mid-70s.
Yes, that's back when you were with the rest of the team.
I love it.
Here's the big red machine, yeah. And here's the rest of the team.
That's right. You know, I was going to do a book, and that was going to be the title of it.
Oh, you should have done it, man.
I know. Well, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. But
well, you know, years ago, you know, I grew up in Philly, man, and I was on American Bandstand a lot. I would go down there and stand in line with everybody, and some days you'd get in, and you'd see somebody like Chubby Checker doing the twist, and you'd dance in front of the cameras, and the place was really small. This is way, judging my age now, but this is way back in the early Philadelphia days. Well, ever since the Oak Ridge Boys, you know, have a successful career, the bandstand thing has come up over the years, and it's been like, oh, he was a regular on American Bandstand. No, I was not. I was just one of the kids that stood in line like everybody else. Well, years later, when Dick Clark became a good friend, he wrote a book way back yonder called The 25th Anniversary of American Bandstand. And he had me write a chapter on the book of my chapter was what it was like to be in that line and not be a regular. So you could follow the same kind of thinking.
Yes. Well, you know what's wild, and you know how the media is. especially the baseball media. So after the 81, when we went on strike in 81, 50 something days. So I got the chance to go on the road with the Oaks for 4 days.
Wow.
So one night they were having fun and they had a malfunction with the microphones or something and had me get up and we sang a song. And we did, do you remember that? We did Hey Good Looking or something.
I remember, of course.
So in the New York papers, the next year on my bio, Doug Flynn has toured with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, they made you a regular.
Made me a regular, I know. So, and of course I didn't,
I'll tell you,
I didn't correct them, of course.
Yeah.
Well, here's what was funny. You had that strike, and that was awful for everybody in baseball, but we got the opportunity to have a major league ball player come on out with us and hang for a couple days. Well, we were like touring way off in the Midwest somewhere with Doug Flynn on the bus. We're throwing the baseball every day.
Every day.
And every day we're warming up Doug. We're getting him at work, you know, getting his work in and everything so he could stay in shape. And Doug says one night we're in the front of the bus somewhere in like Jap, Africa somewhere. And Doug says, how are we going to know that they haven't went back to the play? Pick up the paper and see that Wally Backman's playing second base.
And sure enough, that's what ended up happening.
Well, he did end up playing second base, but not then.
Not then. Yeah, no, that was a fun, some of the most fun times I had. I mean, we went to Omaha to the Amana. Was it the Amana game? We played a softball game out there.
Yes, what they did was Amana every year when they were, you know, really a gigantic company, used to have this big gathering around the big golf event out there. It wasn't the U.S. Open, but it was one of those that happened right there. It was the Amana something or other. Well, then they had a celebrity golf game, and they always brought the Oak Ridge Boys in to sing to all the celebrities. But we didn't play golf. So one year we said, man, well, let's do a softball game out here, man. We'll put together a team and we'll play, you know, all the different celebrities. And we ended up having like a lot of big stars like Ernie Banks and, I mean, all kinds of people.
Matt Blair was there.
Matt Blair. I never saw anybody move so fast in an outfield in my life as Matt Blair.
Me either.
He couldn't catch the ball, but boy, could he run.
He run it down, wouldn't he?
So we ended up with ringers, man. We had Doug Flynn on the team. We had Matt Blair on the team because he was a great friend of ours. For the Vikings, and so we had these ringers, man. As a golly, the Oak Ridge Boys are bringing in NFL guys and Major League golf players.
We did. Remember, we played in Nashville too one time for something you all did, and I came down and played a game with you.
Yeah, we used to do a game every year back. This is like when we were younger. Now we had a great softball team. We called ourselves Orbific. Oak Ridge Boys is tough stuff. I'm paraphrasing. And we used to play in Hendersonville, our hometown, every year a game against the Fire and the Police for charity.
Yeah.
So the Fire and the Police had a great softball team. They melded their two teams together and played the Oak Ridge Boys and our team and whatever ringers we brought in, like Doug Flynn. And we won most of those games and raised a lot of money for fallen officers and fallen first responders. So that was a good thing that our team did back then.
Well,
I still think I can play, Dougie.
I don't.
I know. I had my tweet on the other day of my throwback Thursday of me young playing for the MCA Records softball team. And I said, this kid could play. And Dougie said, man, yes, he could. You came back with a tweet, man. That was so funny.
And I love following you guys. I am amazed. Did you say you finished your 111th, 112th date the other night? Does that sound right, or have you done more?
Dougie, altogether this year, we've done 150 dates.
God, wow.
The Christmas tour has been like 30 shows in 27 cities. So we tacked this big Christmas tour on right at the end of the year. Tonight, we've got two more shows. These are big full production Christmas shows, as you know.
Yeah.
And we've got one tonight in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. We're going up to Concord, New Hampshire tomorrow night and then home.
Wow.
So our year's not totally over. We're going to be at the Rising Sun Casino up there New Year's Eve.
Wow, that'd be fast. I love it. When you come to Renfro Valley, I was out of town this year, didn't get a chance, but that's always been special. And you've been doing that a lot of years.
We have, and you missed the Christmas show there.
I know.
This year.
I know.
I wish you could have seen the Christmas show. It's awesome. Well, it's a big deal. We come out and do like 40 minutes of hits and take a break and then do a full production Christmas show. It's really cool.
Oh, you know, I missed you, and I missed the Gatlins too. So,
well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I believe you were fishing, weren't you?
No, root canal or something.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, I love following you. But I've always loved your heart and the tweets that I'm that I read about so many people where to this day, I mean, you guys have been doing this a long time, but you're still right. having an impact and not only bringing joy to people, but people see you and you make them feel good about yourself. You've always been like that. I'm so proud of just what the Oak Ridge Boys represents.
Well, you know, Doug, something you and I both have in common. You know, we know where the center is. It's Christ.
Yeah.
And we try to shine the light as much as we can by the lives we live, and we do try our best. You know, I always figure there's three ways a group like us can affect people: either positively, negatively, or not at all. Mm. And the Oak Ridge Boys have always chosen positively, man. That's to try to affect people in a positive way, leave them with something, or else we're just tinkling cymbals out here if we don't do that.
Yeah, you closed the show the other night with Amazing Grace and had the audience join you.
Well, that was Maryville, Indiana. It was a very special day. It was wow. the last day ever for the Star Plaza Theater, where we are the only act to have played there every year since they booked it, since they built it in 1979. Wow, and God, it's going man. Down. We did the last show there ever in Maryville, Indiana, and we decided to make it really special. We came out and did our Christmas show first. Then we put together a whole set list of songs and history through the years as a tribute to the theater. It was packed out, and... Mm. We closed it with Auld Lang Syne and Amazing Grace because we wanted to have a gospel song be the last song ever sung there. Then we backed up and the curtain closed for the first time. The last time. It was really cool.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter and I thought, so cool. Some of the fun stuff, too. I'm starting to find some old pictures for like Throwback Thursday or Throwback Friday.
We can throw back a long way.
I'm telling you.
That might hurt your arm throwing that far back. You
know, I mean, well, his fro, too. I mean, Joe had as good a fro as I did.
Oh, really?
And ours were all natural, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
did you say Joe had as good a throw as you did?
A good fro. F-R-O.
Oh, a throw.
Yeah.
A throw, not a throw. I had a wiener arm, man. You had the arm. I was going to say a throw. A throw, though, yes. I had the king of afros. Me and Lionel Richie were the same guy for about 3 years.
And I know you've been a sports person. You know, that's true. Oh, what about the guy that with Hall & Oates, too?
Oh, yeah, John Oates. In fact, this is really funny. A quick side story. Mary and I did a vacation down in the islands 1 year, and it was during the real heyday of Hall & Oates and the Oak Ridge Boys. And I was standing there waiting for my luggage, and a guy come up to me, and he says, "Oates, right?" And I thought he said Oates. Oh. I thought he said Oates. So I said, yeah, that's me. And he goes, well how's Daryl? And I just said, "Hey, man, Daryl's fine."
How's Miss Mary doing?
You know what? She's doing great. She's been holding down the fort for me while I do this Christmas thing. And all of our wives are ever more to be commended during this time of the year because we're just not home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And they take care of everything. And when I get home on Saturday, I swear to God, man, she does our house up like Opryland, man. We have more Christmas trees than Opryland in the house.
You still on the lake?
Yeah, we're out there in the lake. Plus, I also have a farm, you know, up in...
I know. You must love
on
that.
On the Macon County, Kentucky line there. In fact, the Kentucky-Tennessee line runs right through my farm. I love to tell people they can, like, eat dinner in Tennessee and go to bed in Kentucky, but it's not really true. The line actually runs right in front of the house. But the barn over there is in Tennessee and the house is in Kentucky.
Some of your pictures.
So I get to pay taxes everywhere.
Well, sounds like some of that's been eased up a little bit too.
I certainly hope so. That would be a great thing. And it does look good. And, you know, it's not the reform I was hoping for. I was hoping for real reform. You know, let's do our taxes on a postcard.
Amen.
But, you know, what they've done is at least something. It's the biggest tax reform in 30-some years. And you know, the other side over there screaming and crying, and, oh, my God, people are going to die. People are going to die. And I said yesterday, I've never seen anybody die from paying lower taxes.
Well, buddy, I tell you what, it's you made my Christmas just hearing your voice. And you know, I love you. Well, give my best to all
I've
your
got
family.
I've got a quick question for you, Doug. Are you going to be down there at the Music City Bowl this year?
You know, I was coming because we had seen you down there a couple of years ago. We are not coming down. No,
well, we're not singing the anthem this year. But
that's why I'm not coming down.
Right. But it's Kentucky and Northwestern, and I figured I'd see Doug Flynn.
Well, I was coming, but I may be fishing that day.
Maybe fishing.
Well, see, me and my grandson and his buddies are going to the game, and we'll be sitting way down there in the stands. And I figured if you were coming, I'd get to go up in that nice box again.
Hey, did he sign? Is he going to college to play ball?
I'll tell you what, he's not going to play football, but he's going to play rugby at Western Kentucky.
Oh, good. Great, good, great. Good.
He went to Western, and he's there. He's done one semester, and he's going to play rugby this spring.
So you'll come to a few games then, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm trying to learn rugby. I've been watching films. He played rugby in his last year in high school. He played football and then played rugby, and he loved it. He just loved it. And so when he wanted to go to Western Kentucky because they had a big rugby program there. And so he's going to play this spring rugby at Western. He's a Hilltopper rugby player, 19 years old, good-looking kid, stud.
Let me know when you're going. I'll meet you down there, and we'll get to spend a little fellowship time.
Hey, let's do that, Doug. Let's plan on it. Okay,
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, buddy, Merry Christmas to all of you guys. I love you. I'm so honored that the Oak Ridge boys are buds. I mean, you've been a dear friend for a long time.
Yes, indeed. I love you too, Dougie, you and Olga, and Mary loves you. And, you know, hey, man, we go way back. We're brothers.
Blessings, my friend.
You know what the good friends are? Even if you don't see each other, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
We're still friends.
Amen.
The best.
Amen.
Love you too, man. All right, God bless, brother.
See you, Joe. All right, folks, that's it for our Christmas show. The great Joe Bonzo. We want to thank Joe and Johnny Bench and Jeff Fox for it. And Merry Christmas to you,
Merry Christmas, buddy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
A great time.
And if you happen to miss this show or we miss you on the radio, we'll catch you somewhere on the water for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.